hey, we're here.
Oh, no.
Welcome.
Why are we on?
Because it's time.
Yep. Welcome to Anime FMK aboard an old wooden sailing ship. Yep. We got brand new set here. What we do not have yet is a way to affix the normal FMK backdrop to it.
So, yeah, that's why we've got wood plating. Well, you know, wood slabs, wood... None of it's wood. It's not real wood, but it looks really nice.
No, it's all real wood.
It is real.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. I mean, it's not like boards like that. It's plywood that has been.
Ah.
Yeah, but I mean, it's all wood, except for the nails. The nails are metal. Tungsten.
Real wood.
I can hold up
tungsten.
High temperatures.
Important material, as we'll soon learn.
Oh my God, I've got opinions. So hey, we're talking about My Hero Academia episode what?
Episode 54,
woohoo!
I think, unless I forgot to update the episode number. Some episode...
That sounds right.
Yeah.
I'll believe you.
It's in the 50s.
For now.
Jojo Boy uses a magic whirlwind that only affects balls and passes the provisional licensing exam quickly, whilst Negadeku uses an earthquake attack that splits up the UA students. Deku is attacked by a tasteful amount of cleavage in a catch suit... that can shapeshift into Gravity Girl, but he's saved by Tape Boy and the real Gravity Girl. Meanwhile, Icy Hot squares off against several primary colored ninjas.
Yeah.
That's what we're dealing with today.
Yep. So, yeah, is she Shiketsu? I can't remember. Is Shiketsu or the other school? The one that's fighting.
She goes to the school with Earthquake Kid.
The one with the hats.
Yeah, are they Shiketsu?
Sounds right.
Yeah.
Wait. Then maybe I'm wrong. I can't remember what school she went to. Either way, she shows up.
Rival schools for the SNES.
Nope. PlayStation and Sega Saturn.
Damn it!
Sorry.
You win.
There's a lot, I feel like there's a lot that goes on in this episode in terms of actual action. There's all these different events taking place. We have Deku. We find out that one dude has earthquake powers, which is cool.
Yeah.
That, like,
earthquake. Well, vibration specific.
Yeah, yes. That's true. We also get to see a couple other characters really put some of their powers to use. We see Airphone Jack Girl, she can now use her sound to basically do something similar. She concentrates all of her sound to the ground and blows up the earth, and that was pretty neat.
Yep, so now series continues in space amongst the debris.
As the earth has been shattered apart by sound waves and
I'm sorry, I'm just yes-anding. I didn't actually watch the episode.
I can believe that.
At this point, I'm like, you know what? I've missed plenty of these episodes, so... we also have... Yeah, that chick...
No, My Hero is one of the few shows that I would miss.
Yeah.
It would feel bad if it disappeared. I was really glad we got to see Sero, Tape Boy, one, do something, and two, have more than, I think, one line in an episode, which I think is now his series max at this point.
Oh my God, you're right.
Because he never gets to do anything other than Animal Kid, whose bit is literally he doesn't like to talk, so he never talks. I think he has spoken the least out of the 1A crew, because even Tail Kid has had extra lines to reference, all I have is a tail.
It was really good
to get to see him do something, be a bit of a character in that he's like, you're in such a lucky position, Deku, getting attacked by a naked girl, and then being like, you saw her rocking naked? Him getting all excitable at least lets him do something, which I really appreciated, because I love his character design, and he's basically, like, almost Spider-Man, so I'm sure he can have some really cool adventures and some fun tape-swinging times.
Yeah, I like his... And again, I like his new design. I do like the use of his powers right now. It's good fit for him. He is obviously one of those characters who's not exactly in line to get a story about him. But anytime he shows up, he always gets to do something at least a little bit interesting with his power.
Yeah, and he got that perfect. There has been no actual time skip, but this very much feels like that post-time skip. Everybody's got a little something
everybody
extra.
Leveled up, and we got to show you what perks they took.
Yeah, so we got that perfect post-time skip introduction, like, oh shit, look at my three strings of tape now!
Yep. I also like the fact that So Deku's fighting this girl who can shapeshift. And so when she turns into Ochako, and he's, you know, he's peeking out around the corner and she tries to tag him and he's like, bitch, nah, you ain't Ochako. I knew that the moment I grabbed your ass. And she's like, what? Why would you do that?
And that was super satisfying because the whole time I'm thinking, you know what? This show is usually way better. She's been so useless this whole episode. This does not seem right. Yeah. And having that paid off, like, oh shit, I'm not crazy. This show is being smarter than I'm giving it credit for. I love it. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, it's doing the old making me mad by making me think it's doing something bad. But then when it goes like, no, we knew the whole time. It's like, oh, you're so good.
That's kind of Horikoshi. Like, he does that a lot. He makes you think that he's doing something either tired or cliche or just kind of bad, and then next thing you know, he does something really cool, and it's like, yeah, shit, I should have trusted him.
I should have faith. You've done this to me so many times.
But yeah, and also, I'm really happy because a couple episodes ago, I felt like the animation was very limited for one episode, noticeably limited, and the last couple episodes have been doing some pretty cool stuff, and we get to see a lot of that here, especially with Shiketsu Girl's acrobatics. I really like that stuff.
Yeah, and I liked how she was like, basically she kind of leans in when she's fighting him and goes like, no, what I do is I'll throw your attention away, and then after that I'll hold my breath and basically disappear.
She's using fucking Zetsu from Hunter x Hunter.
Yeah, at first, the way she describes it, I was like, okay, so that's her power? She can just go undetected so long as someone isn't looking directly at her? Okay, I get that. But then she's like, no, I can shapeshift. I'm just really good at martial arts and fighting and dealing with situations. Because, hey, guess what? While you guys were busy having experiences, we were just being straight up taught what you were having to adapt to. And, hey, sometimes that works really well, too.
Yeah. Now, there's something in this episode that, okay, in the opening, there are three very specific shots that started getting questions from people. There are some people in the opening who aren't in the manga.
Interesting.
Yeah. And our ninja guys? Yeah, nah.
Ninja Squad is a anime exclusive?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, something that My Hero Academia, henceforth, has avoided doing almost altogether. It's had one or two filler episodes, maybe three all total in 54, which is pretty cool. And one of them was a recap episode. And the other one I actually liked because it was all about Sue and
Selkie. Working with the Otter Man.
Yeah. That was a real cool episode.
Yeah. So we're getting filler in the action here, which if you're going to do it anywhere,
that's a good
place
to put
it. Perfect place, because the manga itself intentionally or unavoided going into almost any of the other schools. It focused on three. So if this is just them all right, we have enough material for 10 episodes. We need 13 episodes worth of material. All right, here, have some ninjas who can grow.
Ninja, one of them can grow tungsten.
Yeah.
I will say I also noticed a few more egregious flashbacks to the last episode or two than I am accustomed to from this show. It feels like they're padding it a little. It's not bad by shonen standards by any means.
Yeah, this was one of the few episodes where, because since I don't have to watch nearly as much anime as you gentlemen, when I watch this on Saturday, normally by the time Sunday wraps around, I'm like, I want to watch that episode again because it was good and I want to make sure I've got it in my mind. This was one of the first ones in a while that I've had to be like, that one just seemed kind of okay. I'll watch it again, I guess. But it was not something I was psyched to do. And I'm hoping this picks up a bit more because as of this week, it was kind of a... it was still good, and as we've said before, these things are always just kind of a formality.
Yeah, you're always going to have a little bit of an up and down, especially as you've just entered into an arc. You're always kind of trying to see where it's going to go, how it's going to develop. But quite frankly, there's still a lot to like here because it's showing a lot of the characters' new moves off. It shows off their development as people. We get to see Deku. Deku's response to the Shiketsu girl was really great. It showed not only development of him as a fighter, but he's also recognizing his other students' qualities. And also, Man, I want to see Ochako use that floating ability more because, yeah, they did the flashback to it and it was really cool looking. I'm like, yeah, that is really neat. But.
And we got to see Wind Guy gets the pass just immediately, knocks out like 100 people or whatever the hell.
Yeah, I remember reading that in the manga and I was like, oh, shit. Yeah, that guy's a deal.
He seems like he's going to be, I'm getting very strong, like, end of season, like or later in the season is when we get the real showdown with him. Because right now they are showing him off as like the look at this force to be reckoned with. Like we're gonna have to go through two whole tests watching him pass with flying colors before the third one where we're actually gonna have to meet.
Yeah, he's pretty neat. He shows off his wind abilities here. They're kind of a little bit confusing because he picks up all the balls and nothing else.
Yeah.
And maybe he just focuses his wind in certain locations, but that's a little weird. I'm not sure how that worked.
I mean, at that point, that's less wind and more just telekinesis, which if that's what his ability is, then sure, but why do we got all these wind effects going with them?
I think it's just the balls are significantly lighter than the people holding them. So he's just like, I am sending enough wind that like it'll be tough to keep your grip on this smooth round ball, but not so much so that it's going to be blowing you away. I don't know. It's one of those, like, probably just a, suspend disbelief for a second. The wind blew so hard, everybody dropped the balls they were holding and, then had their balls dropped on them.
Speaking of suspension of disbelief, I gotta wonder, so is Shapeshifty Girl just the only one who thought of, hey, if the targets are on my costume,
I'll just take off the costume
and do this naked. Like, is that a legit tactic? Could everybody be doing this?
I'm kind of curious. He did say that you cannot cover them.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot be protected by anything. I'm not sure. I'm actually uncertain. Also, very interesting, the approach that they took in the anime. In the manga, she just naked, like, full out, like, but, you know, since it's a manga, they're able to cover the
you
bits.
Don't have to worry about those frames of her moving and not showing little bits.
Here, though, they recolor her skin a little bit to make it look like she's kind of wearing a skin suit.
Yeah.
And they cover her breasts and that goo. So it's a little like, okay.
I mean, presumably this is like part of her shape-shifting. If she does not want to manifest bits that she would not want others to see, she doesn't have to.
Yeah.
That's my headcanon anyway.
Also, wasn't her like the shape-shifting thing melting off a lot more horrific in the manga?
I mean, it is pretty creepy in the manga. Here, I mean, you only see a little bit of it.
It's just pace, but I thought it was like in the manga, wasn't it like Uraka's like face melting off of hers?
I mean, that's what happens in this one.
We see it, it's just very quick.
Yeah.
Like probably in the manga with having time to stare at a frame and be like, oh God, that's Uraka melting.
It's
probably a bit more alarming than seeing it in a second in an animation. But yeah, she does that. And then my thought is if her targets are still on her clothes where she left somewhere, what's to say someone doesn't stumble upon those clothes and just go boop, boop, boop. All right, got her.
Yeah.
Good question. We'll see. We'll see.
So other thing that we haven't really touched on, we got introduced to another character who I've been calling Ersatz Tamari, who can pull herself into herself.
Yeah, the turtle girl.
Yeah, we get to see a little bit of her.
Yeah, she's got a unique enough character design, and they make sure to establish her powers that I'm assuming she becomes important, but I don't see how.
She's so good at avoiding things.
Yeah. That's another one of those power sets that's like, okay, I mean,
she also builds up kinetic force or something, maybe. I don't know.
I mean, hey, that'd be dope if she could, like, untelescope, like, a spring and, like, do super powerful headbutts or something. Like,
yeah.
Sure, maybe.
trying to think of anything else that we really get to see. We, like, half of the people who are going to pass this test have already passed it. We are already, like, well beyond, decently beyond the 50 people rank of the 100 people are making it in. And as of yet, we have not heard anything about any of our 1A reps making it through, so.
Yep, nor have we seen any of them take a hit except for Deku, who definitively takes a hit from Shapeshifty Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a really good shot, too. I love the framing of that.
Mm-hmm.
And Todoroki and Bakugo, we know, are kind of off on their own. The earthquake that the one guy sets up sort of splits a lot of people up.
Yeah.
And Todoroki's the only one we really get to check in with when he runs into our rainbow squad of ninjas. And that's when we learn that tungsten can take a lot of heat and not melt.
Yes. Yes. That's neat. Yeah. We learned something today.
Science.
About tungsten.
Yep. Does seem... I mean, here's the thing. If a large metal object is hurtling towards you, I don't think heating that up
that was
to a molten state is a very smart idea.
That was kind of where I was, because I was like, okay, he's going to throw this thing at him. Like, so your goal is to just erect ice walls to stop everything that's coming at... Oh, no, we're going to try and melt this and exacerbate this problem? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That seems real bad.
Having molten lava flying at me seems way scarier.
Seems bad in a way that this show usually isn't. It seems... filler bad.
Yeah, how about the fact that his power is that he can grow things, and yet he's also able to break the ice by throwing a bunch of nails at his feet?
Yeah, that seems like also... I mean, that's just one of those comic book logic things. I can't say I didn't notice it, but I can't say it bothered
me. Might be like working at like an ice pick, and he's just like, all right, I'll throw these small nails or whatever, and then grow them once they're inside the ice to like shatter it. Like that's what how I took it anyway.
Yeah.
It was just like I'm going to put these little things in the tiny crevices his ice has made, and then expand them to just shatter it.
I mean, I do like his power in general. The idea of just like, I can grow stuff. So why don't I just hold a bunch of stuff, like,
little things in my pocket and throw
little incredibly hard things. So when I throw them and grow them, I can crush people. That's such a cool
idea.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Now, is this Ant-Man style where supposedly it becomes more dense when it's smaller and less dense when it's bigger, but in practice they never stick to that?
Oh my God, that's so... God, Ant-Man 2. Oh, we've shrunk the building down. Okay, you wouldn't be able to move it.
Yep.
Yeah, your own logic, your own internal logic that you set up in the first movie makes that impossible.
Oh,
what?
I mean, they broke that halfway through the first movie a couple of times, just not quite so egregiously.
Yeah.
Man.
It's like, why are you taking such special care to set up these rules if you're not going to bother with them?
Honestly, I think this dude has like the best power. Cause you can you imagine just going to like McDonald's, like, I'll get a small fry.
Hey, you could solve world hunger.
We good.
Assuming it works that way.
See, for me, if I had that power, I would always just get on a plane. Like, I would shrink all of my stuff down and be like, I got nothing.
Yeah, traveling light.
Fucking carry on, motherfuckers.
Yep. Never have to worry about a checked bag again.
Boom, here's my car. I took it with me.
Rental car? Fuck that. I got this Hot Wheels case.
Yeah, no, see, Dragon Ball had a ride with the capsules.
Yep.
The best.
Yep.
Anyway, so.
Hey, what do you know? Eggplants.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
It's the best shonen series out there right now, and that's, that's kind of a backhanded compliment.
But it's up there in series in general if we're talking coming out actively right this second.
Yeah. It's one of the best shows this season. It's still My Hero Academia. I'm loving it. Yep. This episode in general isn't even like worse than general. It's just also like, okay, cool, we're doing more of the battle stuff.
It's an episode where it feels like a lot happened, but also it feels like nothing of major import happened, I guess. Like it felt like a lot of like just setting up. Like, it's like, okay, we're here, we're getting everybody split up so we don't have this like group dynamic that we had at the end of the last episode where they seemed unstoppable because they're like, we're united as friends.
Yeah.
And this episode was all about, all right, well, now you have to rely on yourself. Go. And I'm just hoping we get more like character stuff and less like situational stuff, I guess, because that's, I think, where My Hero shines the most. And as we said before, this author frequently will kind of do a good bait and switch on you, so I'm guessing that's kind of where we're going to be going, but it's just looking forward to it.
Yep. Yeah. Also, that one dude looks like One Punch Android 17.
Oh,
all right,
yeah.
See you next week.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Right? Now, we'll see y'all next week for more One Punch Android 17.
I like the animation of him catching it. That was actually really good. I'd like the sake on the show. Bye.
Bye.